Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a little golden book. And this story is called My Little Golden Book About Frida Kahlo. And this book was written by Sylvia Lopez and it's illustrated by Elisa Shavari. And it's read today by Mommy and her little kitten named Pip.
I'm a gray kitten.
A gray kitten.
And a talking kitten.
A gray, I should be more specific, yes. A gray talking kitten named Pip. Purr. Purr. He's so cuddly and soft, you guys. Everyone should have a little talking gray kitten named Pip. Now, here we go. Frida Kahlo was born on July 6th. 1907, just outside Mexico City, in a blue house with green shutters. Her father, Guillermo, had built the blue house and called it La Casa Azul for his wife, Matilda, and their four daughters, Matilda, Adriana, Frida, and little Christina. That's a lot of girls in one house. I like their names, and I like that he named his house. It's important to do that. Yeah. La Casa Azul's courtyard was perfect for exploring. Frida collected rocks, leaves, and insects. She wanted to be a doctor, although at the time, girls were not always encouraged to study. But we are now, aren't we? Yeah. Everybody's got to read and think. Learned to do all kinds of important things. One morning, Frida complained of a terrible pain in one of her legs. She had contracted polio, which is a disease that keeps muscles from growing properly. We now have a vaccine to prevent polio, but back then, nothing could be done. Frida's leg became weak. She had to stay in bed for months. How boring. To entertain herself, she fogged up a window with her breath and drew a door with her finger. Then she pretended to fly out and go dancing with a secret friend. I like that she has a really big imagination. It is exciting to have a big imagination.
With her broken leg.
Mm-hmm. Polio left Frida with a limp, but she was strong and independent. Her father encouraged her to play sports, even wrestling.
Who was Frida the one who got the leg, or was the Edder girl the one who had
it? Oh, her imaginary friend? No, it was Frida. She was the one who had the owie. She had polio.
Then how did she lose it?
How did she what?
How did she lose it? How is she out there now?
Oh, how did she lose the disease? Oh, I see the question. Well, actually, you don't really lose polio. It kind of stays with you, but you can get past it eventually. Your body can help you find a way to carry on. And so she has. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back to what her dad says. Guillermo was a photographer. He showed her lovely buildings and taught her about Mexico's beautiful art and history. He knew his daughter was smart. Frida was accepted to an excellent high school. There were more than 2,000 boys and only 35 girls. She was a good student, but she was also mischievous. Frida once sneaked a donkey into school and let it wander through the halls. Now, I would like to recommend that no one ever does that because it's never a good idea to let an animal loose in your school.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day, an artist named Diego Rivera came to the school to paint a mural. Frida began playing pranks. She stole Diego's lunch. She made noises behind his back, but she also loved watching him work. her eyes sparkling beneath eyebrows shaped like raven's wings. And that's because her eyebrows kind of connected. It didn't look like she had two separate eyebrows, but rather one great big long eyebrow. When she was 18, Frida was badly hurt in an accident. After many surgeries, much of her body was placed in a cast. She had to lie on her back for months. Frida could not return to school. She set aside her dream of becoming a doctor. She could move only her arms and hands, so she decided to paint.
And that leg.
A mirror was placed under her bed's canopy, and Frida became her own model. So she painted herself, because she was most of the time alone in her room.
I know what she could do.
What could she do?
She could do stuff. What about wheelchairs? She could use a wheelchair.
She could. But I think what happened is that her body eventually, her body will eventually heal to where she can kind of learn to carry on. And that's exactly what happened. So when she felt better, she wanted to know whether her paintings were good. So she found Diego Rivera high on a scaffold making another mural and asked him to look at her work. Diego thought that Frida had talent. He began visiting La Casa Azul to discuss art. And though he and Frida were very different, Frida's parents called them the elephant and the dove. They soon fell in love and were married. Yeah, and he definitely looks a little bit bigger than she is size-wise. But that doesn't matter. Diego was older than Frida and already famous. So Frida accompanied him to parties wearing traditional Mexican dresses and jewelry and hairstyles. And despite pain from her old injuries, she kept dancing. Both Frida and her art were as colorful as the Mexican culture she loved. And boy, isn't that a beautiful costume. Boy, you can see she's got flowers in her hair and some sparkly earrings and a sparkly necklace. And she looks pretty, doesn't she?
Yeah. Ooh, and the top one.
Frida and Diego traveled to several cities in the United States so Diego could paint murals.
How old is she?
Well, I think she probably got married kind of young, relatively speaking. But
they've been
married for a little bit in this picture. We can see that she's looking a little bit older. So let's keep reading. Frida began to feel homesick, and her feelings came out in her art. One painting showed a dress floating in the air. This was her way of saying that although she lived in America...
Which one was floating a dress in the air?
Right here. Her heart was back home in Mexico. And friends, we can see in the picture that she's got a lot of art in an exhibit, maybe in a gallery or something. An exhibition of Frida's work in New York received a lot of attention. Later, the Louvre Museum in Paris bought one of her paintings, the first piece of art by a 20th century Mexican artist in its collection.
That one?
Maybe. I don't know which one it is. But Frida had become world famous. Frida and Diego moved to La Casa Azul. She filled the house with things she loved, ancient pottery and dolls and lots of pets. There were rabbits and parrots and Mexican hairless dogs and a deer and an eagle and a spider monkey named Fulang Chang. La Casa Azul was a lovely place. Frida taught art to talented students, and she threw a party on every Mexican holiday. And one day, Mexico City organized a show of Frida's paintings. Her doctors said that she was too sick to attend, but Frida dressed in her best outfit, hired an ambulance, and had her bed brought from La Casa Azul to the show. And she greeted her admirers lying down. Frida's health had never been good, but that didn't keep her from working every day. She made more self-portraits, and she also created beautiful paintings of her family and people she admired. And Frida's last painting was of watermelons, red and green, like the Mexican flag.
Wait, mm-hmm. Is he her husband?
Mm-hmm.
He's her husband.
Mm-hmm. On one slice of that watermelon were the words, Viva la vida, which means long live life. Viva la vida.
Long
live life. Frida Kahlo died in La Casa Azul on July 13th, 1954. The home later became the Frida Kahlo Museum, And today, thousands of people visit La Casa Azul each year.
I want to visit.
Right? I think that would be fun.
I want to see the watermelon one.
You do? Well, we can look it up.
I want to buy it.
Oh, I don't think we have enough. We're going to need a lot of patrons to do something like that.
Okay, let's read 100 more books.
Okay. Her house is still full of life, and Frida would have liked that. And I think that's a great idea. I like bright, colorful art.
My dad would definitely understand the watermelon one.
Yeah.
Because it's in Spanish.
And he loves watermelon.
Yep.
It's true. And that is...
The...